Since the start of SEO way back in the early 2000s, people have been prognosticating that SEO was going to die, that it was going to fizzle out, and there are going to be better ways to drive traffic to your website. Is that true? Or is it just hyperbole? Well, that's what we're going to be jumping into today, guys, on Traffic Keys Media. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am your host, Atib. And if you are looking to drive more eyeballs to your website, then you are in the right place because that's what we talk about here on Traffic Keys Media. And as always, it's a pleasure to have you, whether you're joining in podcast land or in YouTube or any other place that you find this awesome content. So glad to have you. If you are on YouTube, do me a favor, hit that like button and that subscribe button and the bell so that you can get notified when we put out new content for you. Now, let's jump into this topic because people have really been talking about this and there's been all kinds of debates about would SEO die? Well, I'm going to take this from two different angles today. Okay, two different angles. The first one is why SEO will never die. And the second one is why SEO is even more important today than it's ever been. Okay, so why SEO will never die? Well, let's talk about what SEO stands for. Search Engine Optimization. Now, the first word in search engine optimization is what? Search. And let's talk about humans and humans' history with the term search. Way, way, way back in the beginning of time, in the beginning of human time at least, humans were considered what? Hunters and gatherers. So that means we were searching? Yeah, we were searching. From the time humans were created on planet Earth, we were programmed to search. It is hardwired into our DNA, into who we are, every single human on this planet. We're hardwired to search. So from a fundamental perspective, SEO will never go away because it taps into a basic human desire to search and find an answer. Okay, to search and find an answer. We were created to do that. We do this all day long. And that's why SEO will only do one thing, and that's evolve and get better and better and better and better because it's so innate to us. So that's the first reason why SEO will never go away. Now, on the other side, why is it even more important right now? Well, you know, in 2020, 2021, really, Apple did some really fun stuff with privacy. Before that, we had the GDPR talking about privacy rules in Europe, and that's starting to sweep the globe as well. So privacy has started to change. And you're saying, well, why does that matter? How does privacy affect search? Here's how privacy affects search. Privacy affects search because privacy affects paid traffic to your website. Now, I've done a video before, and if you haven't seen it, go take a listen to it about the four types of search traffic. Sorry, the four types of website traffic, not search traffic. Website traffic that exists. Okay. It's linked up above. Take a listen to that. But listen, paid traffic is one type of traffic to your website. Organic or search traffic is another. That's two of the four types of traffic to your website. The privacy laws, Apple's updates to iOS 15, and the changes that they've made are making paid traffic, number one, more expensive, and then number two, less reliable. Less reliable. So when paid traffic becomes more expensive and less reliable, what are people going to do? Well, we still need to get eyeballs to our websites. So you're going to get more and more brands who used to rely only on paid traffic starting to switch their focus and say, hey, maybe we should start mastering SEO too. Maybe we should start mastering search as well. And so then you're going to get even more competition in the SEO and search arena. And that's why, guys, it's more important right now. Now is the time. Now is the time to start focusing on your SEO. Don't wait for everybody else to make the switch and jump into the market in the next couple of years. Don't wait until Google is inundated with all of your competitors who are doing SEO better than you for you to get started. This is the time to jumpstart and get ahead of everyone else. I know you're going to say, well, but SEO has been around forever. What do you mean jumpstart? Jumpstart the fact that there's going to be a transfer of a lot of money that wasn't paid advertising, especially for the smaller advertisers. A lot of the money that wasn't paid is going to be moving over to search. And there are going to be a lot more people playing in the search market. And that's the way that you want to get ahead of. And it's time to do it right now. It's time to do it right now. So is SEO dead? Absolutely not. It's stronger than ever. And if you listen to, like I do, a lot of the paid marketers, a lot of the paid marketer influencers, people who talk about paid marketing and know paid marketing really well, start to listen to them. At the end of 2021, and I'm sure it's going to continue through 2022, so many of them started saying, hey guys, it's time for us to start paying more attention to SEO. I know we're paid guys, but it's time for us to start paying more attention to SEO. If the influencers are starting to say that, it's only a matter of time before the masses catch on and that wave happens. This is your opportunity to get ahead of your industry. This is your opportunity to get your foot in the door right now. Right now, SEO isn't dead. It's stronger than ever, and it's time for you to get involved. Now, if you need help getting involved, let me know. Drop me a line down below. We can help you. We absolutely can help you. You've got this channel that I produce here. If you want to DIY it for yourself, you've got tons of videos, tons of content here of how you can learn to do SEO and drive eyeballs organically to your website. Okay. If you need more help than doing a DIY, let me know. We may be able to help you or point you into the direction of an agency that can help you too. All right, everybody. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.